Both readings today point out to us that comfort is not found by yielding to the activities and values and ambitions of the world, but by following Jesus and inviting others to follow Jesus. Paul says, now look, just think of what your life was like before you came to know the Lord. What did you get out of all that stuff of which you are now ashamed? You know, business practices, anger, vengeance, bitterness, sexual immorality. And now that you've come to know Christ and you've been baptized, you see, you now see the end of that is death. This is what takes vision. The Lord is pretty serious here. Believing in Jesus is not like a little extra we want to do, you know. No, it can be the difference between death and life. Now we do understand, perhaps more clearly, as time has gone on, you know, this that God respects those with an upright conscience who are doing what they can, even though they don't know the Lord and they're not baptized. There's a famous passage in Lumen Gentium number 16 where it talks about this. But then it stops and says, but this is much harder. And much, the text doesn't say it, but much chancier. In other words, to think like God does requires a transformation of our whole life. You see? So the end of those things is death. But now that you've been freed from sin and become slaves of God, the benefit that you have leads to sanctification, and its end is eternal life. The wages of sin pays out death, but the gift of God is eternal life. When you put eternal life in the equation, it changes everything, doesn't it? Now, everybody in our day and age, I would suppose, most people, figure, you know, they're going to die and go someplace, and it'll be okay. And what naivete. Now, you see, that's why our Lord says, look, I've come to set the earth on fire. I've come to disrupt the whole thing. Because the way it's going, the way it's thinking, what it's this is not what you were created for. And so we have this text. Now, we are created for joy and for eternal life. But the standards of that are different than the standards in our minds. And that's why he says this, you see. And he knows that this will happen through that act of love on the cross, by which, having sunk to the very depth of human suffering, he embraces it and its cause, which is sin, and gives himself, embracing this, back to the Father. And now we're free. Now we're free. Now, Lord alludes here to a text in the prophet Micah about 2 against 3 and 3 against 2 and all this. that text in Micah is talking about the end times. And he's saying, they're here. The time of illusion is over. There's no more illusion. This is very clear. Now, moving in this direction is the way to freedom. And it's amazing that we would have these on the feast of this fall of the cross. Is that basically we've got the thing all wrong. That's kind of what it comes down to. And we've got to change. The change, you see, brings us in this life and forever, you see, into a joy, a peace, a security. Can you imagine heaven? We're not going anywhere after that. That's it. And the divine Trinitarian life, at the very depth of our being, in this infinite gift of love, is what holds us in existence. Body and soul forever. That's what we're destined for. That's what it's all about. Look at the way Therese learned, yearned for heaven. That was the whole point of her life. And when she saw that and saw the love that the Father has for this world, you know, she said, I can't stand it. You know, all this incredible, infinite love, like bottled up in you, because nobody wants it. Nobody even knows they're supposed to have it. So here, take me, Lord, and do what you want, but get it out through me. It's got to get out. Now even she said sometimes, take it easy, huh? she even said that sometimes. But you see, there's a vision that God's love, God's mercy, God's plans, God's fire is so much greater than we are. And that's why our Lord says, you see, when it happens, it's going to cause division. Because some are going to say, that's right. I'm going to follow Jesus. And others are not. And so that's what this text from Micah is all about. At the end times, this is what's going to happen. And Jesus is saying, I'm the end of the end times. I'm it. But the stress comes from the greatness of the gift. It doesn't come because we're sinners. We are sinners. We know all the things Paul told us there, you know. But now you've been freed from sin and become slaves of God. The benefit that you have leads to sanctification. And its end is eternal life. The greatest grace we can have is to catch a glimpse of that love. The love the Father had. And so then, when we see what's going on, the chaos, the riots, you know, the abortion, millions of infants killed, the darkness, and some people going along with this, knowing somewhere in themselves, see, that's what happens. They get threatened. So they want to kill us. But we have to remember that this plan is a plan of love. That's why Jesus says, you know, I can hardly wait till this thing is accomplished. That the that the world will know God's love. So different than everything we think. And that's our job. You see? That's our job. Like Therese, first, to let it in. Lord, take your love and push out all the junk. I don't care how long it takes or what it takes. You know? Let me be part of that same Martin family, like Therese, you see? And here, do what you want with me so this can get out. I mean, how would you like to, this very morning, not to know the Lord and be down in those riots? For what? Anyway, I'm sure I have to stop by now. But both of these texts are telling us the way you think is reality isn't. And the way that you think is not reality is. Yes, there is God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, caught up in an eternal, infinite ecstasy of love. God is not solitary. He's community. And now he wants to share that with the trees, with the cars, but mostly with us. And that cuts across just about everything in our poor head. We don't get it. But when people get it, something happens. Follow the cross. He loved the cross because it's the way of God coming into this world. When I was a little kid, 20-something, and suffering a lot, the Lord gave me this image of a chain, big chain, in a mud puddle. Not a very elegant image, but... And he reached down and he picked up a link. Happened to be me. And the higher he can lift that link, the more people get out of the mud puddle. And that's our life. And so, all these texts, which look tough, and they are all love. They're all love.